Good morning. It is the WSJM Sports Road Trip. We are live this morning at Edwardsburg High School to talk Eddie's athletics and more. The road trip is brought to you by Pro Muffler and Brake Shop, where estimates are always free on M139 in Benton Harbor. Lower prices under your car. By Waterville Public Schools, working together to keep us together. By Plangers Furniture in Benton Harbor, providing Southwest Michigan with the finest furniture and home decor since 1952. By Autobahn Imports on Niles Road in St. Joe, keeping your European automobile on the road. Set up an appointment today to get it serviced and checked out this fall to make sure your vehicle is ready to keep you and your students safe. And by New Buffalo Area Schools, creating a culture of learning and respect. So this morning here in Edwardsburg, we're going to talk Eddie's band along with football, cross country, and volleyball. We'll have a chance to catch up with the new superintendent, Jim Noel, as well. We're going to start things off talking about the Eddie's band. And Noah Carrico is a member of the band, and appreciate you getting up and coming in early to talk a little. You know, you'll be sticking around to talk some football as well. But good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
That's you guys have a unique situation, and you yourself. And how many guys or individuals are on the football team and band?
Just two.
So the two of you may have two opportunities this year to go to Ford Field, right?
Yeah.
You're hoping that's going to be the case.
Yes, that's the hope.
So the band is going to the state finals. That's this Saturday, right?
Correct.
All right. How long have you been in the band?
Oh, I've been in band since freshman year, dating back to fifth grade year when we started playing in concert band. And it's just been a fun experience.
Now, what instrument do you play?
Trombone.
All right. What... I've asked band directors this, so maybe I'll ask you. Let's say if you go to a college football game, or if you watch one and you watch the band performing, as a band member, are you more or less listening to them, or are you watching what they do?
It's kind of a little bit of both, because, I mean, on the one hand, you have their great sound they can produce as a college marching band, and then the other, they have their awesome technique, and it's just a great show and the stuff they can put on for them.
How hard is it to try to get down? I mean, when you mentioned the word technique, I mean, when you're out there and you're in for your formations and such, you've got the music in front of you, you're playing the music, and then you've got to try to remember where you have to go, when, and what. How difficult is that for an individual? I've always wondered that.
It's pretty difficult at first. Like, coming in as a freshman, I knew I struggled with it. But as you go on, you start to get familiar with who you're marching with, and you start to build a little bit of a chemistry, just how you would in sports and stuff like that. You would just end up learning how to do it, and it's really fun.
Okay. Now, the theme for the show at Ford Field for you guys?
That's the Fall of Atlantis.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, do you stick with the same theme all season long?
Yes, all season long we have the same theme, but it changes every year.
Okay. All right. Now, you guys have been in plenty of competitions throughout the season. Do you do the same routine, or do you switch things up from competition to competition?
Normally it's the same routine, but every year something's just a little bit different that they throw at us. Like, if it's a late schedule or early schedule, it'll just depend on like what scheduling we get.
Okay. When you guys are going through your formations and all that, during practice or during a competition, have you ever run into somebody? Knocked anybody over?
I haven't ran into anybody, but a couple times I've been hit with a color guard flag or two.
And you've been hit?
Yes.
Really?
It hurts pretty bad.
Wow.
To be honest.
You're not going to lie. That hurts.
No, it hurts.
Now, did you guys make it to Ford Field last year with the band?
Yes, 4 years.
All right. So you can speak to this. What's the preparation like? I mean, you guys leave tomorrow probably?
We're going to leave Saturday because we perform later.
Okay, later in the day. Packing everything up and making the trip, that's going to be a pretty big production.
Yeah, it's brutal, but we got a pretty good staff of people who help out with us. A lot of players in the band that are stepping up, like leaders and just other kids who want to get the same goal accomplished. And it's a good feeling seeing a group of kids like that come together for a same goal.
What's the hardest thing to do, get the music down or get the steps down for your formations?
Yeah, it's tough.
Is it?
Probably the steps, because the music can come so naturally, but having good steps, are just it's hard to like correspond with the music.
Is it hard when you're going through the steps during a practice, during a competition? I mean, you're down at ground level, so you don't actually know what it looks like until somebody takes a picture. So, I mean, is it kind of weird to imagine what it looks like?
It is weird, and you don't really know what it looks like. You start practicing in like June, July, August, and then you don't see what it looks like until October, November, because you don't have a competition, so it's tough.
I can imagine. I mean, you, during the rehearsals, you go here, you go here, you go here. It's like, I just want to know what it looks like.
Yeah.
Kaylee is also in the band. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, of course.
And you play what instrument?
I'm actually the head drum major.
So. Oh, okay. All right. What are I've always wanted to ask this question too. What are the responsibilities of the drum major?
It's definitely a lot of leadership roles. You've got to really make sure that the band, that we're all in sync together and working together to get to the end goal. And
you know. Well, if you aren't a drum major, but like before you got the position, what instrument would you have played?
I was a flute. I marched it for 2 years, and then I was an assistant drum major junior year.
Now, you're in what grade?
I'm a senior.
A senior. So you made the trip to Ford Field last year as
yes.
well. What's it like? What's the experience like?
Oh, it's crazy. It's definitely really awesome. It's quite the experience. It's big and intimidating, but it's very awesome to be able to perform there.
So do you get an idea when you're down on the field during practice? I was asking Noah this, and your directors are moving you around to different positions and all that. Are you trying to visualize, okay, what's this actually look like?
Yeah, it's different. Lots of things that you have to put together.
Right.
And then to see the end goal and see all the different forms and how they affect each other. And but
it's got to be cool once you guys have gone through the rehearsals, you get everything down, and then you can actually see if somebody records it from
yeah.
higher up. That's got to be cool when you see the finished product. It's like, hey, wow, we just pulled this off.
Yeah.
It's got to be pretty nice.
Yeah.
All right, Noah, so I'm going to have you go ahead and admit this. When you're on the field, and whether it be your band director or the drum major, and they're directing, do you actually look at them?
Yes.
Oh, you do? I've always wondered, because if you're looking at the music and you're looking at the the people directing, if you're actually looking at them.
Well, how we march, we don't use music. We have to memorize it all.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Holy smokes.
So it's important to look at the drum major, otherwise you're going to get off. And they do a good job to keep the pace and keep us together. So without them, it'd be hard to do it.
How hard is that for the drum major to do that?
Yeah, you have to really be able to keep that consistent tempo throughout the show so that the band is always locked in together. Yeah.
Now, this is your first year as a drum major?
My second year.
Oh, your second year. All right.
Yeah. But this year, it's just me.
It's just you.
No. Well, there's three of us drum majors.
Oh, really?
But last year, I was watching into the center drum major, and this year, I control the tempos and whatnot.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you're the main one.
Yeah.
How the band goes, you go.
Yeah.
It's all on you. How do you earn a position of drum major? Do you express interest in it, or does the band director come to you and say, do you want to give this a try?
Yeah, you express interest, and there's kind of like an application process. You have to fill out an application, and then there's an audition part where we conduct for some of the band members, and they play. And then there's an interview as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Noah, Coach Bartz isn't here yet, so you can admit this. You guys go into the locker, because you play football too.
Yeah.
Before Coach gets here. So you guys go into the locker room at halftime, and he's giving you the halftime speech. Are you in there thinking, I wonder what they're doing out there on the field?
Yeah.
Are you?
Sometimes it's like, oh man, I hope they do good, because it's like you got two families, one from the football, one from the band, and it's just like you're in there and you think about them,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be kind of torn. I mean, you want to listen to Coach, but then you also wonder what your friends out in the band are doing.
Right.
It's pretty unique. So you got the opportunity to compete for a state championship. You guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You guys nervous?
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Do you have any superstitions? When it comes to the band, like before a competition, any superstition or any routine you always do before a competition?
So the trombone section, before every competition, puts eyeliner on, just because it's been going on for like 10 years.
Oh, okay.
So it's just been like a tradition ever since then, and that's kind of the superstition that we have.
Huh, yeah. All right. So that's yours. Kaylee, do you have any routine or any superstition?
Us drum majors always go through right when we're waiting. Before we go on the field, we always go through and do one of these.
All right.
To all of the band members. So
okay.
It's kind of a good luck thing.
Do you watch marching bands at the college level?
A little bit.
Okay. Because I asked Noah, for you, if you watch that, are you watching what they do, or are you listening to what they do?
Definitely it's a mix of both.
Okay.
Yeah. Those are two things that add together, and you can really see what they are able to bring out.
The big question for you, because not every college band does this, but a couple of the bands, and I think Michigan State does this, and maybe Michigan does this, the drum major will go out in front, and they'll bend over backwards,
yeah.
And the plume of the hat will touch the drum. Can you do that?
I can't.
No,
I've been taught how to do it.
Have
but
you?
It's a lot of stretching and stuff that you have to do to get there.
No, if you had a chance, could you do that?
No way.
Neither could I. I couldn't even make it halfway.
Me either.
But it is interesting to watch.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys heading out Saturday morning for the competition. And about what time? Do you guys know about what time you might be performing? You know, it was later on in the
evening.
Day, right?
Yeah, maybe like 7:30.
Oh, okay. Maybe. So it's going to be in the evening. So it's not like mid-afternoon or anything.
No.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Well, congratulations on everything. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
All right. Bring a big trophy home.
Yeah.
We're going to plan on it. Yeah, all right. Good luck, you guys.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk Edwardsburg football next on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
In the newsroom, I'm Ray Gustafson. A boil water advisory in place for some Benton Township water customers. The precaution has been issued for all Benton Charter Township water customers south of the Pawpaw River and all Sodus Township customers because of a drop in water pressure yesterday afternoon, and that could result in bacterial contamination. Township officials say if you're affected and you want to use your tap water for drinking or cooking, bring it to a boil for a full minute, then let it cool, or better yet, just use bottled water. The water pressure drop was due to a pair of pressure sustaining valves automatically closing when the system's water flow had to be briefly changed due to a construction project. Tests are underway on water samples. Meanwhile, water and sewer bills are going to be going up by as much as $8 a month in Three Oaks to pay for upgrades to the village's sewage lagoons. The increases follow 3 months of a study of the system without the waste of Journeyman Distillery, which is being shipped off elsewhere to allow officials to see if the system could handle just the regular wastewater. Village manager Mike Green tells us it could not.
The strength that is currently going into the lagoon still exceeds the design of the lagoon, so that's what's really leading this push that we need to do something out there.
Journeyman has been shipping its waste out of the area since this summer to help the village get an accurate assessment. And charges likely against a 15-year-old boy for a crash early Tuesday morning in Hartford. Van Buren County Sheriff's Office says the teen, who doesn't have a license, was driving the car of a 17-year-old girl to take her home when he swerved to miss a deer and crashed into a tree. She suffered a broken leg, had to be taken to Bronson Methodist Hospital in Kalamazoo. The driver was taken to a hospital in Water Valley for an ankle injury. The two were headed back home to Hartford from Grand Junction when the crash happened in the 50,000 block of County Road 687 around 4:30 in the morning. In the newsroom, I'm Ray Gustafson.
Hey, this is Elizabeth Mercado, a student for New Buffalo High School. For me, school is not just academics. In my opinion, I think it is to teach you everything you need to know before going out into the real world. Here in New Buffalo, we provide many things, not just objects, but socially. We offer many clubs and sports after school. These help kids be more social. Since we have small classes with about 10 to 15 students per classroom, the students can also get more help if they are struggling on something. All the teachers at New Buffalo are very friendly and will always do their best to help you learn, and with that, also making your experience in high school unforgettable. New Buffalo High School, creating a culture of learning and respect.
The WSJM Sports Road Trip has us at Edwardsburg High School this morning. Before we talk some Eddie's football, real quick check on scores on the quarters. In the NBA last night, the Pistons fall to Brooklyn 120-119 in overtime. The Bulls lose to Denver 108-107 in overtime. The Pacers beat the New York Knicks 107-101 in hockey. The Blackhawks lose to Vancouver 4-2. High school volleyball winners in district semifinals last night. All of these were 3-0 finals. Lakeshore beat Berrien Springs. Coloma down Buchanan. It was Bridgman over Eau Claire, Brandywine over Bangor, and Michigan Lutheran eliminated River Valley, and it was New Buffalo over Covert. Again, we are at Edwardsburg High School this morning for the road trip. The road trip brought to you in part by Autobahn Imports, New Buffalo Area Schools, Plangers Furniture, Pro Muffler and Brake Shop, and Waterbleed Public Schools. So Noah Carrico continues to join us to talk some football, joined by Caden Goggins and Trey Harvey. You guys, thanks a lot for coming in and joining us this morning, and congratulations on the season so far. And Trey, we'll have you get up a little bit closer there, but congratulations on the season. For you guys, first of all, positions you play. Caden, for you?
I play fullback and defensive back.
All right. And Noah?
Offensive guard and defensive end.
And Trey?
I play quarterback and then really anything on defense.
Anywhere coach needs you.
Anywhere he needs me.
Do you have a favorite spot on defense?
I like them all.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right. What do you think individually? Might be the same answer. What's made you guys so successful over the years? Since you've been on in the program, and now you guys undefeated, playing for a district championship tomorrow night here at home. What's made things so successful for you guys? Caden, we'll start with you.
I think it's really our coaching. Like every week, they're always getting us prepared, and I think that's really a huge part of it.
Noah?
I think it's being able to put what the coaches tell us to do on the field and how we can, like, defend formations and the advice they give us.
Trey?
I'm going to have to go off of what they're saying. The coaches, they prepare us every week, and then if the new team comes out and they show us something different, they really help us adapt to the situation. And also our scout teams, our scout offense and scout defense, not a lot of people give them credit for what they do, but they definitely help us week in and week out, and the way we're prepared is through them, so... I'd like to give them a big shout out.
And maybe have you guys especially talk a little bit about what you do offensively. I always describe what you guys do offensively. Your scheme is, if you're a fan, if I'm a fan watching you guys, I love watching your offense. But if you're an opposing team, I hate your offense. And if you're a radio broadcaster trying to figure out who has the ball, I hate your offense. But as a fan, I love watching the offense. How hard is it to really get it down and perfect what you guys do, Caden?
Oh, yeah. We've been practicing it since we were, like, little kids. So we've really got that offense down, and it's terrible for opposing defenses to stop.
It is. Yeah. Now, if you during practice, if you're on the defensive side, have you ever gone up against what you guys do offensively?
Oh, yeah.
How hard is that? I never
know where the ball's going.
So you can feel their pain, right?
Yeah.
Trey, as you orchestrate everything, how difficult is it?
It's definitely difficult. I mean, I came into this offense, I didn't even play quarterback in middle school, and then when I came up here, they changed me over to a quarterback. So it's been, I wouldn't say terrible, but it's definitely been a difficult road just to try to perfect it. And even still with this, I still do minor things wrong that if I did it even better, you probably couldn't find the ball for yards and yards. So... You know, it's definitely been difficult, but I loved it. So.
Have there any been, with the two of you here, Trey and Caden, have there been any exchanges where you're going to hand it off to Caden, and then at the last minute you think, well, no, maybe I better keep it, and then you go, no, I want it, and you guys are tearing at the football trying to see who's going to get it? Have you ever had that exchange or no?
No, I don't think we've had that exchange
yet. Yeah, we kind of just run what play is called and go with it.
Along the offensive line, how, what you guys do is a huge key. Noah, talk a little bit about some of the assignments you have in the offensive line.
There's a lot of little stuff you got to worry about. I mean, every blocking technique has to be different for certain plays. Your head has to be on certain sides depending on which way you're going, and your footwork has to be near perfect if you want to clear the hole.
Other than X's and O's about football, we're going to really have you guys give us an insight to the team. Most vocal guy on the team. I mean, one guy that's always out there, maybe during a game, chirping away. And is there anybody who's always out there talking and just won't stop for you guys?
I think our team is built around communication.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't say one person should not outspeak the whole team. Everyone should be always talking. Everyone should be vocalizing what they see and what they don't see. So... I think that's just the picture of our team right there.
Yeah, that's perfect. If it gets to trash talking, who would be the best trash talker on the football team for you guys? Who would you think?
I mean, if there was going to be a trash talking competition between Edwardsburg and anybody else, and you could pick one guy, and you guys took a vote, who are you guys going to have represent Edwardsburg?
Oh man, that's tough. We've got a few of those as
Do
well.
You?
So,
want to name names?
No.
You're gonna keep it at that. You guys are pretty smart. Who would you label as the best dressed guy on the team? Is there anybody who just dressed to the nines? It's like, wow, all right, he went all out. Who would be the best dressed guy on the other team?
Well, if we're talking clothes, probably Caden. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Thank you.
Uniform, I'm not really sure.
Yeah. So out of uniform, just regular everyday clothes. Caden?
Probably.
Pretty sharp dress.
I can say he's a sharp dresser.
What's that?
I can say he's a sharp dresser.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who would be the worst dressed guy? I mean, who just doesn't care? He's just going to, you know, go out and, you know, to eat or go, you know, come to school. It's like, dude. he wakes up and whatever he's wearing, he comes to school or something like that. Who would be that guy?
I don't know.
I don't have an idea.
I think we're all pretty laid back.
Yeah.
So,
are you?
Yeah.
All right. Into you guys personally, let's say you're going to be home alone and you're looking to get something to eat and you can't do takeout and you got to cook and you can't use the microwave. You either got to use the stove or the oven. What's your go-to meal? Caden?
Chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets?
Oh, yeah.
You make a good chicken nugget?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Noah?
Pasta.
Oh, mm-hmm. You can't go wrong with pasta.
No, you can't.
Trey?
I'm a frozen pizza type of guy.
Yeah?
Yep.
Not going to make it from scratch?
No. Pop it in the oven.
I asked Noah and Kaylee this for band for you guys. For Noah, we'll switch from band to football. And Caden and Trey, do you have any superstitions?
Not really.
Or do you have like a certain routine? Do you do the same thing like game day? Are there certain things that you make sure I got to do this because they do it every Friday? Are there certain routines that you do?
Well, I have half days every Friday, so I try and go home, take a nap. But other than that, I don't really do much on game day.
Noah, superstitions when it comes to football or routines?
Wear the same shirt for every game.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Under the jersey?
Yeah.
All right. Trey?
Friday, I go down to Maple Cafe after my half day as well and order my half and half from there. Yep, every Friday.
Every Friday, it's the same thing.
Yep.
So you just walk in the door and you don't even have to order. They just know?
If the waitress that usually tends me, she usually gets it for me.
But, nice.
Yeah.
What's it like running out on the field Friday night under the lights here in Edwardsburg? And you got the home home crowd here in the band. What's it like running out on a Friday night?
Oh, it's an awesome feeling. We have great fans, and coming out here every Friday is just awesome.
Running on the field with your brothers is just, it's a special feeling knowing that they're going to have your back throughout the entire game and we can get the job done together.
When you dreamt about it, Trey, is it everything you dreamt about?
No, it's definitely more. It's something that you never get used to, I would say. Running out there and running, you know, through the cheerleaders poster and then getting hyped up before the game with your brothers and then looking off when you're running to their sideline and seeing the crowd, it's definitely something that you can not even picture. It's different every time.
We're at Edwardsburg High School as we wrap things up, talking some Edwardsburg football. Other than football, any other activities, sports, clubs, or anything you're involved with, Trey? Anything else that you do here at Edwardsburg?
I am participating in NHS, and that's, you know, the National Honor Society.
Okay. Noah?
Powerlifting and SAD.
Okay. And band.
And band, yeah.
And band, that's right. Caden?
I play baseball, and then I'm also involved in NHS and SAD.
Outstanding. All right. Well, you guys, congratulations on the season. You got win against Plainwell last week. You've got Pawpaw coming up tomorrow night. You've played them already, so you kind of know what to expect, but every once in a while you're in the playoffs, so they're going to anything you can take by them, so you expect anything, but good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Good to see you guys. Yep, all right. We'll take a break. When we come back, we will talk cross country here at Edwardsburg next. It's the Road Trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Pro Muffler and Brake Shop. lower prices under your car.
We promise.
Your estimate is always free, and we're glad to show you the work you need.
We promise.
A better feeling on the road when you trust your family's safety to Pro. Promo Foreman Brake Shop. Lower prices under your car. We promise.
It's a glorious day in the state of Michigan. Louis Dominion and the crew here for you at Dominion Auto Group. Got some great special purchases at all three of the lots. Dowagiac, Benton Harbor, and the Chevy store in Bridgman. 20 of them to choose from. 17 Hyundai Elantras, $199 a month, zero down. I repeat, $199 a month, zero down. These are buys. Good credit is what it's going to take to get to that one. If your credit's hit a little bit, we'll still get you financed. Payment may be a few bucks more. Zero down, $199 a month. Hyundai Elantras. These are the GT models with the wheels and the wing and all the pretty things. Stop on down today. These are going to go fast. Other specials that we have that we've bought in bulk, some Toyota Corollas, $199 a month on those too. And then also Hyundai Sonatas, 20 of those to choose from. All of these are fully serviced, fully Carfax, fully warranted. We sell the best, baby. We sell them for less. Your choice, zero down, $229 a month. Get here quick. See the dealing dealer for details.
Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers including 210-108-9942 and 210-211-9069 available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
The WSJM Sports Road Trip is at Edwardsburg High School this morning. Before we talk Edwardsburg cross country, scores on the quarters brought to you by Autobahn Imports on Niles Road in St. Joe. Keeping your European automobile on the road, set up an appointment today and get it serviced and checked out this fall to make sure your vehicle is ready to keep you and your students safe. From last night, the NBA, the Pistons fall to Brooklyn 121-119 in overtime. The Bulls lose to Denver 108-107 in overtime, and the Pacers beat New York 107-101. One game in the National Hockey League last night, it was the Blackhawks falling to Vancouver 4-2. In high school volleyball, all of these 3-0 decisions in the district semifinals. Lakeshore beat Berry and Springs. It was Coloma over Buchanan. Bridgman defeated Eau Claire. Brandywine over Bangor. Michigan Lutheran down River Valley. And New Buffalo was a winner over Covert. Again, we are at Edwardsburg High School, the road trip on WSJM Sports. We turn our attention to cross country, and Chloe Bartz and Jack Lehman are joining us. And you guys, thanks a lot for coming in and joining us. Good to see you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, our pleasure. Both of you are off to the state finals?
Just me.
Oh, okay, just Jack. And that's this weekend?
Yes.
Okay. And now, you're a senior, right?
I'm a junior.
Oh, you're a junior. All right. Did you make it to state last year?
I did.
Okay. So what's it like? Compare, and I ran cross country and ran in a state meet, but have you kind of explain it. Your mindset, regular season, invitational, compared to a state meet, I mean, there's got to be nerves along with it, right?
Yeah. I mean, so kind of thinking about it, I was kind of reflecting on these past couple of days between this year, how I'm feeling with this state, and then last year's state. And I really remember last year's state, kind of at the start line, you know, you're spread across, and it's probably, there's 250 kids in this huge race. And it's pretty nerve-wracking that first sprint right out of the gate, because it's like a 400-meter sprint or something, then you take a nice left turn, and if you're not, you know, ahead, you're going to get stuck back there. So it's pretty nerve-wracking as my first time going, and first season ever, too, and just to be around that big group of runners and kids. And this year, I'm feeling, like, a lot more at ease, not really nervous as much.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of been there, done it, so it's just how, you know, how can I improve from last year, and how can I improve still this year?
Yeah, it does help because you've run the course before.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
You've been running cross country for how long?
It's only my second year.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So your first year last year, you make it to state. Your second year, you make it to state. Wow.
Yeah, it's been a crazy ride. I used to play football and stuff. And freshman year, I played football, went through basketball, and then got the track season, realized, like, I'm actually, like, better at this than playing football, and I'm not going to get much bigger. Yeah, so I just, all right, let's make the switch, coach. I'm going to go run some miles. And, I mean, worked out in the best in my favor, and I've been running ever since and loved it ever since.
Nice. Chloe, you've been running cross country for how long?
4 years.
4 years. Mm-hmm. What got you into to running cross country?
I really don't know. Probably the people that drew me to it.
So it was friends that said, hey, want to give it a try?
Well, I was a transfer in my freshman year. I came from St. Pius. So okay. I thought it would be a great way to meet people, and it definitely has been. I've made some of my best high school friends through cross country.
Going into the season, you're a senior?
Yes.
Okay, going into the season, was there a certain time you wanted to hit this year? Before the season even started, do you have something in your mind, I want to hit this time this year?
Yes and no. We lost probably our best girl runner last year, Cameron Cleveland, mm-hmm. and so trying to step up into her spot and lead the team and to motivate the girls to work hard, it was definitely a different position for me as I hadn't been put in that leadership role yet. And so just trying to motivate the girls but then also motivate myself without having someone else there to push me was definitely a new challenge. So my goal was just to get back down to where I was last year, which was mid to low 21s, and okay. by the last meet I was there, so
awesome.
I was happy with that.
Yeah. How much running do you do during the summer? Coaches, and well, of course you're a senior, so it doesn't matter what you say. The coach wants to hear what they want to hear, but realistically, how much running do you do during the summertime?
Well, during the summer I have both cross country and basketball going
oh,
on,
yeah.
so there's definitely. My mornings and afternoons are consumed with running, whether it be on the gym or out on a country dirt road that the cross-country team seems to make its home during the summer. But definitely a lot of running.
Mm-hmm.
Not half as much as Jack, but...
That was going to be my question to Jack. How much running do you do during the summer?
I did a lot.
Did you?
Yeah, so at the end of the track season, I took a couple weeks off just kind of get like my mental and physical state back and just kind of prepare for cross-country season. Went through the summer... Did a couple camps, went to Michigan camp, and then when I got to the Michigan camp, I just started running a lot more than what I usually do. So leading up to the Michigan camp, I was running probably like 30 miles a week, and I definitely need more. It's not enough for a distance runner. Got to Michigan, and I ended up running 50 miles a week, and then for the next about month to 2 months, I started running 50 miles a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a lot of miles.
Yeah.
Like you said,
yeah.
No one... He can have it, right?
Yeah, he can have it. We, the rest of us, ran about... half of that, maybe a little bit more than half, about 30 miles a week, and that was a long week for us.
That was on a good week, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Coach would say a good week. You, maybe not so much.
I would call that a sore week.
Yeah, a very sore week. When you run track, what do you run?
My favorite event is the mile, just four laps and it's done. I know that game plan so well. If I'm not running that, I run the 2 mile, but it's like, for me, I feel like it's a little bit too long for me. I really prefer that mile.
I ran both, too. 8 miles around a track. 8 miles on a cross-country course is not bad.
Mm.
8 miles on a track, it's like, oh, my God, I've only gone four. I got to go like four more. It gets kind of monotonous, doesn't it?
I couldn't even imagine. That would be terrible.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so I finally, a cross-country runner who actually runs the distance, because I've come across cross-country runners, and I ask them, all right, what do you run? I'm thinking, I'm going to say the mile and the 2 mile. Oh, I run the 100. I run the 400. I go, wait a minute.
Mm.
You run cross-country? And then in track, you run the 100 and the 400. But you actually do the distance.
Yes.
Have you ever done the 800?
I have. I don't quite have the leg speed as some other guys do.
That's a tough race, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really tough. Two laps, and yeah, I got enough speed for the mile and enough patience in the mile to do well on that.
The first time, I think, and the only time, as a matter of fact, I ran the 800, I didn't know what to expect. So I go, well, I'll just go out in my mile pace. Well, that was a wrong decision to make.
Yeah.
It's like I had to pick it up quick.
Yeah, I bet.
Chloe, do you run track?
I do,
okay,
yeah.
What do you run?
So I usually do the half mile and then high jump and discus and then sometimes a quarter.
Oh, okay. Do you have a favorite of the of those?
Half mile, definitely.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah.
Now, then you play basketball as well?
I do, yeah.
So how much break do you give yourself between cross-country season and basketball? I mean, just to just step back and not think about sports.
One day.
One day?
Yes. So
wow.
I ended cross-country on Saturday afternoon, and then I was in the gym shooting on Sunday afternoon.
Wow.
So about 24 hours.
Holy cow, good for you. All right, when it comes to courses that you've run, is there one course you dread running? It's like, oh, geez, I hate this course.
Plainwell? Plainwell. They have a hill that they named Mount Kilimanjaro, and it's named that accurately. It's probably a solid 400 uphill, like people grab the trees to try and get, like, pull themselves up it. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
There's a chair halfway up it.
Jack, for you?
I'm going to have to go with Chloe on this one. Definitely Plain Wells course is probably one of the toughest. Just all the hills and stuff, it's relentless. It does not stop. So yeah.
Wow. All right. Favorite course to run?
Probably Otsego's. They have a really flat course, and so it's not your typical cross-country course where it's got the rolling hills and the grass and all that stuff. It's really, really flat, so you're going to get your best times of the season there. And we didn't run there this season, but last season we were in there, and, like, everyone PRs there.
Okay.
So it's a super fast course and just fun to, like, all right, I'm going to run fast today, and I know whatever I'm doing, I'm getting a PR, so that feels good.
Favorite for you?
Otsego is definitely a favorite, but other than that, Dowagiac, their course is beautiful. It's set back in the woods, and it's kind of nice when you're in the woods because then you can sometimes not see all the people around you, and so it's more relaxing than other courses.
Nice. I guess finally, before we let you guys go, during cross-country season, coach probably has you doing it. Maybe you're very dedicated about it. You watch what you eat. You watch, you know, try not to drink all the pop and all that. But when cross-country season is over and you can say it's fair game, I can have whatever I want, what are you reaching for, Chloe?
Well, I mean, cross-country always seems to end right around Halloween, so it makes sense that I'd be diving straight for the candy.
Your favorite candy?
Ooh,
we talked about this on the show yesterday. If there was a candy hall of fame, what candy would you put in the Candy Hall of Fame?
Probably Kit Kats.
That was a very popular answer yesterday. So you're reaching for the Kit Kats.
Oh, yeah.
Jack, what's fair game for you once cross-country season is over?
Probably more carbs.
Yeah?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I already carb up night before, but, you know, with less running going on because they're taking that break and then eating more carbs, definitely gain some weight during that time.
All right. How much time do you play a winter sport?
So last year I played basketball. Like, past couple years I've been doing basketball, but this year I really wanted to get serious with my running, and I decided to do indoor.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So usually the coach that coaches indoor, he gives his runners about 2 weeks after state. I got one more race after state, so I'll probably begin about a week off, and then I'll be going into indoor.
All right, so state's at in Jackson again, right?
Yeah.
At Detroit
Minnesota.
Yep. All right. Good luck.
Thanks so much.
All right, good to see you.
You too.
All right, and congratulations on the season. Good luck.
Thank you.
Basketball season.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a break. More coming up from Edwardsburg. It's the Road Trip on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
I'm Kevin Schooley, Superintendent of Waterville Public Schools. Our primary focus is student achievement, with attention to attendance and attitude. With our quality teaching staff, children are given the opportunity to learn as much as they can in the time that they're with us. We believe that all students can achieve at high levels, and our entire staff works for the good of the kids. Attendance is important for school and beyond, and a can-do attitude is an attitude of success. Panther pride. Achievement, attendance, and attitude. Go Panthers!
Brendan Heenan, ASE certified master mechanic and owner of Autobahn Imports in St. Joseph.
Now is the time when you start thinking about putting your fun summer European cars in storage. Schedule a maintenance appointment with us and we'll make sure it's set for wintering in a cozy garage and ready to go next spring. And we are here for you to get your European automobiles serviced and checked out this fall to make sure your vehicle is winter ready to keep you warm and safe.
Autobahn Imports in St. Joseph, next to Ace Hardware on Niles Road.
I used to leave voicemails for myself because the only one I could trust to get something done right was me.
Hey, you, it's me. Remember to order safety goggles and grab some milk on your way home.
But now I use Grainger. Grainger's got the technical support you'd expect from America's number one source for industrial-grade supplies. They're in the business of helping my business, so no more talking to myself. Now I talk to Grainger, because when it comes to keeping your business running, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
You've heard of Plancher's Furniture on Territorial Road in Benton Harbor, right across from the airport? Sure you have. Well, I'm going to save you some time. Don't shop for your furniture there. Look, you should keep going to the fancy place on the fancy street in the fancy building. Yeah, sure. At Plangers, you'll see all exactly the same brand names for way, way less. So don't go to Plangers Furniture on Territorial Road right across from the airport. You'll save too much money. And who needs that?
95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. The road trip has us at Edwardsburg High School this morning. We turn our attention to Edwardsburg Volleyball, and Claire Allaby, Sky Leach, and Jocelyn Hack are joining as members of the Eddies Volleyball team. Good to see you guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
And congratulations on the season so far. It's been a really, really nice season. And for you, maybe individually, we'll start with Claire. What has been, if there's one or maybe a couple of things you can point to that has made the season so successful for you guys? I mean, you guys are on a roll.
Yeah, we really are. I think this year our team really clicks. We definitely found our momentum and we found our momentum in the beginning of the season, and that was really nice. We have a lot of young girls, so finding that new dynamic on the team has been interesting and fun all at the same time.
Sky, for you, what do you think?
I think we all come into practice every single day ready to play, and we all really have that team connection that everyone wants. You look at our team and you want to be like that team, so I think that makes a difference.
And Jocelyn?
I think it's definitely our diversity. Last year we had a few like key players, which was nice. We were able to win some major games with that, but I think this year it's good. If someone's having an off game, we can easily plug someone in. We have the younger girls who are always ready to play, getting better at practice, things like that. So it's just better to have a whole team of key players rather than just a few. So that's what we have this year.
Now, where do you guys play on the court position-wise?
I'm a middle.
Okay, middle?
Outside hitter.
Okay.
I'm a setter.
Explain to people what you do getting ready for volleyball season, because unfortunately for some people, they don't pay much attention to volleyball, you know, until you're, you know, in playoffs or playing for a state championship or it's Olympic volleyball. What do you do preparing for volleyball season as far as workouts and stuff?
Club all winter.
Really?
All summer, open gyms, working out always.
So it's all nonstop. Volleyball all the time?
Yeah.
For you too, Sky?
Yeah, definitely. We all play at the same club, Crush Volleyball Club. We all play there. Jocelyn is a little bit younger than us, so she plays on a different team. But Claire and I have been on the same team for a while now, and we do jump training together, and we play beach volleyball. So, it's year-round sport.
When you play beach volleyball, and then after you play a couple of games of beach volleyball, and you finally get back onto regular, hard court, Is it weird?
Yes. Beach volleyball is so much different. Like, it's the same sport, but mm-hmm. It's so much harder on the beach. So when you get back into the gym, it's kind of like an adjustment. Really, your jump, like, you can't really jump in the sand, but then when you get on the gym floor, you're like, wow, I actually jumped pretty high.
You should see, I skied on this shot. Well, have there been other positions that you've played in volleyball?
Yeah, my freshman year, actually, I was on JV, and I was an outside hitter. And so going from an outside hitter to a setter, it was kind of like, what?
Was it a big adjustment?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
Do you feel more comfortable in one more than another?
Yeah, I definitely think setting is my position. I love it. So.
All right. Sky, for you, any other positions that you've played?
Yeah, I've played libero during club season, actually, at a national tournament. But I play all the way around as an outside hitter, so I do get to play defense too, and there's no like comfortable, like just playing as an outside hitter and playing all the way around is comfortable for me. I like defense as well too, so anywhere you put me, I can do.
You're good. Jocelyn?
I used to be a setter on the right side, but we like to joke that I'm meant to be a setter, but I'm definitely not. Like, middle is like just front row is just where I'm supposed to be. Just keep me there. I cannot pass.
When you have the kill, how good is it when you just, I mean, you had a solid hit, and I mean, nobody's going to touch it. And that's got, how good of a feeling is that?
It's so good, especially when it's like a big, like, game changer. Like, you need that to, like, get some momentum on your side. Just like me and Claire, whenever we get that, it's just like, I just look at her, I'm like, that was money. Like, it was so good. It feels great.
Let's do it again.
Yeah. Right?
So you guys have Vicksburg coming up for the district championship, right? And that's here at home.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How cool is it to be able to play for a district championship in front of your home crowd?
It's awesome.
Yeah. It's good. It's amazing, definitely.
Do you have any other activities you're involved with outside of volleyball? Do you do anything else sport-wise or club-wise here in school?
Yeah, I run track.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you run in track?
200s, 400s, 4x4, 4x2. Yeah, just the sprints mostly.
Do you find track helps you, at least as far as conditioning goes for volleyball?
With the cardio part, yeah, but it's hard because I'm doing club and track at the same time. So I go from track using my legs and all these different muscles, and I have to go to volleyball, and it's just really tiring. So sometimes it's, like, not really helpful, but at the same time I'm, like, in shape, so.
Sky, anything else, clubs or sports or activities you have going on?
Mostly just club volleyball is what I focus on. We do jump training, too, during club volleyball season, so we work on our legs, so that's it mostly.
All right, Claire?
I'm in NHS and SAD here, and then club volleyball.
Cool. Yeah. Now, when the Olympics come around and you've got the Olympic volleyball on TV, do you watch?
Yeah.
I mean, do you get into it? I mean, you have your football fans who really get into football, and you have your baseball fans or softball fans getting into that. Do you get into, I mean, when you see volleyball on TV, it's like, oh, yes.
Yeah, mostly definitely. Just college. I love college volleyball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And like, getting to see Holly Tolliver from Berrien Springs, knowing that she was like a small town girl like we were, and seeing her like up on the big screen makes you really want to push yourself to become something like that.
That's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You watch it when you get a chance?
Yeah, it's awesome to watch. It's like a whole different game to us, but it's awesome, yeah.
Now, you mentioned a fairly young team. Are there a lot of seniors on the team this year or no?
Yeah, there's 5 seniors.
Okay.
All right. Five sophomores. So.
Oh, and 5 sophomores?
Yeah.
Okay. If the, and maybe it already has, if the situation presented itself, would you like to play college volleyball?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, are you looking at the possibility? Are you looking at schools or schools looking at you?
Yeah. The process has started.
Yeah. I've committed to Valparaiso University.
Really?
To
play volleyball?
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Jocelyn, are you looking at any particular schools or schools contacting you?
Yeah, there's a few. I mean, it's pretty early on, so it's kind of just getting started. So we're just, like, contacting, you know, putting myself out there. But club season will definitely be huge because big tournaments, you know, they'll come to watch. So I'll make sure that there's some exposure there.
Claire?
Yeah, as a senior, I'm a little late to the recruiting process. But club season is their recruiting season, so I'm hoping to get some schools. Yeah.
Okay. I asked everybody else here, and I'll ask you guys, when it comes to getting ready for a volleyball match, do you have any superstitions that or routines that you do all the time? It's like, I have to do this because I do it all the time, and if I don't, something bad's going to happen. Do you have those certain routines that you're in and superstitions?
I don't really, I guess. Yeah, I can't think of any right off the top of my head. I probably do, but I just don't notice it.
It comes naturally, right? Yeah. Sky?
Yeah, during regular season, I would always eat like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich before the game. But once district started, I kind of had to change it up. And so whatever I did, our last game actually against Pawpaw, I got a Subway sandwich, so I'll continue to do that because I'm very superstitious like that.
You're not going back to peanut butter and jelly?
No, now I got to keep going with the veggie sandwich.
Before we get to Jocelyn, then, when you go peanut butter and jelly, when you did do it, smooth or crunchy peanut butter?
Smooth, definitely.
Okay, all right. Jocelyn, any superstitions?
I always wear, if we have like a good game, I wear like the same socks, things like that. And then I have this pillow that I made in middle school. It's a strawberry pillow. And I have to bring it, like, to every single game. If I don't bring it, like, if we lose, I blame it on that. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
So I have to bring it. It's, like, so important.
Do you guys check on the bus when she gets on? Do you have the pillow?
Oh, yeah. I make it known.
Yeah.
He's here.
That's awesome. All right. So you have Vicksburg for the district championship. Now, is that tomorrow?
Well, the semifinals are tonight. And then championship
Vicksburg
is on Saturday.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So but it's still at home. Yeah.
Okay. So that's tonight for the district semifinal.
Yeah,
Vicksburg.
And then championship will be Saturday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Congratulations. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll visit with Edwardsburg Superintendent Jim Knoll as we wrap things up from Edwardsburg High School. It's the road trip from 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes to purchase the gas station egg salad. Eat the gas station egg salad. and regret the gas station egg salad as you presented numbers to the board. To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 egg salad minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Uh-oh.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
The WSJM Sports Road Trip has us at Edwardsburg High School this morning. The road trip brought to you in part by Plangers Furniture, New Buffalo Area Schools, Autobahn Imports, Pro Muffler and Brake Shop, and Waterville Public Schools. A quick check on scores on the quarters from the NBA last night. The Bulls fall to Denver 108-107 in overtime. The Pistons lost to Brooklyn 121-119 in overtime. And the Pacers defeated New York 107-101. In hockey last night, it was Vancouver over the Blackhawks 4-2. And in high school volleyball district semifinals last night, all of these were 3-0 decisions. Lakeshore defeated Berrien Springs. Coloma down Buchanan. It was Bridgman over Eau Claire. Brandywine defeated Bangor. Michigan Lutheran was a winner over River Valley. And New Buffalo defeated Covert. We wrap things up here from Edwardsburg with the road trip as we talk with Superintendent Jim Knoll. And thanks a lot for stopping by. Good to see you.
Hey, good morning. How are you, sir?
Doing great.
Thanks.
Doing really good. Thanks for coming in. And first year as the superintendent here?
Right. I'm taking over after the legend, Mr. Sherm Ostrander, who used to coach me in baseball back in the day.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I didn't always have this gray hair. It wasn't that long ago.
1 year on the job and you get the...
Yeah, that's what happens, yeah, right?
That's what happens.
Yeah, it's because of those three over there.
The three musketeers?
That's
or
right.
The three stooges? Which one would you go?
Well, I'll let you make a choice.
Three musketeers.
But I did, the gray hair's there.
It's there. We appreciate you coming in and just talking about all the good things here at Edwardsburg. And it's been a pleasure talking with the student-athletes here and just how well-spoken they are and how well they represent Edwardsburg and the successes that they're having. And it's a great year to be an Eddie. Well, any year is a great year to be an Eddie, but, man,
yeah,
all the successes going on. It's a pretty nice year so far.
Listen, we've had... We've done well athletically, but when we look at our academics, we scored great in our MSTEP this year at the high school and in other buildings. We have a national blue ribbon at our Eagle Lake school this year, which is a huge deal for us. I could go on. Our band, our fine arts, our performing arts are performing at state this year. I could go on and on. I told these guys everything's been going so well. If it keeps going like this, I'm just going to drop the mic and walk out because, hey. What else is there to do, right?
It's a well-oiled machine.
Yeah, and that's true. And I know you say that, but we have so many people who work so hard to make that happen. It just doesn't happen. Our kids work really hard. Mm-hmm. We have great teachers. Our community supports this place like I've never seen a community that does this. You know, when you come into town on a game night for football, you see that sign that's there. You're not playing a team. You're playing a town, and that's really what it's like. It's homecoming here is Thanksgiving, New Year's, and Christmas all wrapped into one. Mm-hmm. It's just great.
So. Yeah, that's what's neat about when we come to Edwardsburg, whether it be for this show or for an athletic event or just coming here for any reason. There are certain communities you can drive into and say, these people really support their schools.
They do.
And Edwardsburg is one of those.
We are fortunate. We are really fortunate. So, I'm lucky. I've been lucky. I'm blessed. So I'll just leave it at that.
Most definitely. Yeah. And this is a sports show, but we really like to showcase everything that happens in a school system. And we've been talking, volleyball and cross country and football and band to start out with. And the Michigan High School Athletic Association preaches extracurricular activities.
Sure.
And even if it isn't sport, if it's just an extracurricular activity, whether it's band or drama or, arts or whatever, you've got a lot of that going on here, and you've got a lot of student participation, don't you?
We do. We have a play that's coming up in a couple weeks, and we're juggling different things because we have football, and hopefully we'll be at that point. I don't want to think – the old coach speaks coming out. You one week at a time, but the play is a big deal. We've got a great play going on this year, and a good group of people who are involved in that. So, as I was younger, I suppose all this stuff was out there. I didn't realize it, but now kids and the options and the students and doing so many different things. I mean, I think we have a person who's in the play, the band, and is playing a sport.
Wow.
What a choice they have, but how busy are they? I mean, my gosh. On top of all that, they have to pass their classes, right?
Yeah.
So I don't have that energy anymore.
I don't. I was going to ask you this, and I think you and I are in the same boat. When, you know, with our Student Athlete of the Week program, and we've already had four winners here to Edwardsburg High School. You take a look at the sports that they're playing, and then the other extracurriculars activities they have going on, and then they're pretty close to a 4.0 grade point average, or, you know, mid threes to 4.0 or wherever. I ask myself, where do you find the time to actually focus on your grades? But they do. It amazes me how busy students are now.
On, in addition to that, they're just good people.
Yes.
You know, they still have time to go out and jump in a boat on the lake or with a buddy and do all that too. So I don't know where they find all the energy to do all that, as I said. But, you know, they care, they're passionate, they work really hard, mm-hmm. and they're very dedicated and have a lot of self-discipline. And for us as administrators, it makes our job so much easier when we have that kind of commitment, because they do the right things rather than focus on doing the wrong things.
Right.
They
yeah.
make good choices.
They really do. And you can tell they have not just the school pride, but the community pride.
Right.
Just talking to the members here throughout the morning, I mean, they love representing Edwardsburg.
Yeah, right. They do. So we've got a couple games tonight. Tonight and then Friday, huh?
Yeah. They're playing for district semifinal tonight, hopefully championship on Saturday.
Right.
Football tomorrow night.
Right.
Band on Saturday.
Right.
Cross country state championship on Saturday.
Jack's gonna get it done. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a busy time. Like I said, it's a good season so far.
It's every night, and it's great. Last night, a little trick or treating. Saw a bunch of students. They were stopping by the house. I got a couple Almond Joys out of that.
Did you?
Yeah. I told them. I said, you bring me an Almond Joy, I'll take a look at your grade, make sure I take care of that for you.
Very well done. Anything else you want to brag about? I mean, there's probably so many things to brag about with Edwardsburg schools and so many good things that are happening here.
Listen, I think the I've touched on part of it, but our community is just wonderful. I mean, we have great kids because we have great parents. We have a great school system because we have a great community. The hand-in-hand leadership from the community and what we have here in the district and makes all the difference in the world. That relationship to me is what makes my job so pleasurable. You work hard at that job, mm-hmm. obviously, but we all work hard trying to meet our vision, and that's important.
I know when it comes to sports, you know, if I talk to Kevin Dean, the athletic director, will say, you know, it's the people, it's the coaches I have, and a lot of them, the longevity they have, and you as a superintendent, school system-wide. I mean, it's the people you have in the positions working for Edwardsburg Schools that makes it all work.
Absolutely. A long time ago, I noticed as a teacher, an administrator, just as a community member, that schools run well and kids learn a lot from the best teachers. So we help our teachers be the best they can be and try and recruit those teachers, try and hang on to those teachers, because our students get the best from the mm-hmm. best teachers. That's what it's about.
We are out of time. We appreciate you coming here, and what a great stop it is. We always love coming to Edwardsburg to do the road trip and talking to the student athletes and the coaches.
Great.
It's always a good time.
Yeah, thank you.
Can we get a good Go Eddies from?
Oh, Go Eddies. There Let's go.
All right, good enough.
Yeah, thank you.
Good to see you.
Yep.
That's going to wrap things up for the road trip. Thanks so much for joining us. Next week, we make a stop at Lake Michigan College here on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
This is 95.7 and 1400 WSJM St. Joseph and W239 CJ Benton Harbor, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.